Somebody asked me the following question. He was investing in a real estate deal, and there was a minimum threshold, meaning there was a minimum amount of money that he had to invest. He didn't have all the necessary funds, so he approached a relative, and he asked his relative if he'd be willing to lend him the money. And his relative agreed, and he gave him the money. A couple of days after he received the money, the lender called him, and apparently the lender had been trying to get his daughter into a certain seminary in Eretz Yisrael, and the borrower had some connections there, he was friendly with the owner, and the lender asked the borrower if he would be okay reaching out to the owner of the seminary and putting in a good word for the lender and the lender's daughter. And the question is, do we say that since the borrower is providing a benefit for the lender, it would violate the Issur Ribis? Or perhaps, since this is not something that has monetary value, people don't pay or charge for putting in a good word for someone, it would be permitted. Secondly, does it make a difference if this is something that the borrower would have done even had there not been a loan? And third of all, does it make a difference at what point the borrower is doing this? While the loan is still outstanding, before the loan, or after the loan? Regarding the first point, the Gemara B'Metziyah Daf Ayin Hamim Beis quotes a drasha that says, how do we know that it is forbidden for a borrower to greet the lender? Meaning, the borrower can't put in any effort or go out of his way to go say hello or greet a lender. Now, greeting a lender is not something that has any monetary value. At best, all it does is makes the lender feel good. Even so, the Gemara learns out of a drasha that even ribis dvarim, which is ribis with words or non-monetary benefits, are included in the Issur Ribis. According to most Rishayim, it's only an Issur Darbanan, and the Pasuk is an Asmachta, but there are a couple of Rishayim who actually consider it Ribis Minatir. Furthermore, there's a Shulchan Aruch Rav in Eis Samach Tes that says it's also for a borrower to thank a lender. The Gris Moshe in Yerdei Chilk Aleph Siman Pei also mentions this Issur. Now, this is based on the same concept, that even though there's obviously no monetary value in thanking the lender, but since through thanking the lender, the borrower is making him feel good, we would consider it as if the borrower is providing a non-monetary benefit to the lender, which is included in the Issur Ribis. Now, I saw in a Sefer Nesiv HaShalom, who quotes Rabbi Asher Zatzal, that explains that this is only where the borrower is thanking the lender somewhat excessively, or is making an effort to make the lender feel good. However, if the borrower is saying a normal thank you, simply to be polite, as it's common for people to say to one another, as long as he's not doing it in a way to make the lender feel good, it would be permitted, and I saw a Sefer Chalak Smiyaman who said perhaps Rav Moshe was also discussing such a case that the borrower was making an effort to thank the lender in a way to make him feel good. There is a Taz in Yerdea Simen Kufsamach Sefkantes that goes even further, and he explains that it's essentially forbidden for the lender to ask the borrower for any favor if the lender is asking based on the fact that he feels somewhat entitled or he has some expectation that since he lent the borrower money, the borrower owes him a favor. And this is even where the favor is not necessarily something that would require the borrower to exert any more effort than he would either way be doing. Even so, a lender is not allowed to feel entitled or feel like he has the right to ask the borrower to do things for him, even things without monetary value, simply because he lent them the money. Regarding the second point, it's mevur in the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch that this is only where the borrower wasn't accustomed to providing this benefit to the lender. However, if this favor was something that the borrower had done even prior to borrowing the money, then it would be permitted for him to continue doing so, as it would be clear that he's not providing the benefit based on the loan, rather he's doing it based on their relationship. The Paiskim write, and there's a Dibros Moshe in Gittin that says this as well, that even if the borrower did not know the lender prior to the loan, but throughout the loan process they became friendly and developed a relationship, to the extent that it is clear, and it must be 100% clear, but it is clear that the borrower is providing this benefit based on their friendship and not based on the loan, then this too would be permitted. Again, the borrower must be careful to discern whether he's doing it strictly because of their friendship and not at all based off the loan. But if it's clear to him that he's doing it based on their friendship, it would be permitted. And finally, there's a Birkei Yosef who's Medayik from the Shulchan Aruch, and he says that the whole concept of Ribis Tvarim, of non-monetary benefits, only applies while the loan is still outstanding. As opposed to monetary benefits, where there's a concept known as ribis mu'charis, which means that even after the loan had already been repaid, it is still forbidden for the borrower to benefit the lender if he's doing so because he lent him the money. However, regarding ribis dvarim, the issur is strictly while the loan is outstanding. But once the loan has been fully repaid, it would now be permitted for the borrower to provide non-monetary benefits to the lender. So to summarize, the issur ribis includes not only monetary benefits, but even non-monetary benefits are forbidden. And this is essentially any favor that the borrower is doing or the lender feels comfortable asking the borrower to do simply because he lent them the money. Where this is something that the borrower had done in the past, even prior to borrowing the money, it would be permitted for him to continue doing so. Or if it is clear that the borrower is providing this based on their relationship and not because of the loan. And finally, it is only forbidden as long as the loan is outstanding. But once the loan has been fully repaid, it is now permitted for the borrower to provide non-monetary benefits to the lender. Getting back to our scenario, where a lender is asking a borrower to reach out to someone and put in a good word for him, this would depend on their relationship. If the borrower had provided similar favors to the lender in the past, even before borrowing the money, then it would be permitted for him to proceed with the lender's request. However, if the borrower had never done something of this nature in the past, or the lender would never have felt comfortable asking the borrower had he not lent them the money, then as long as the loan is outstanding, it would be forbidden for the borrower to do so. However, once the loan had been fully repaid, as long as the borrower doesn't make a mention that he's doing it because of the loan, then it would seemingly be permitted.